come on and give God some praise. He's worthy. Glory to God. Thank God we are in the presence of worthiness. The one who's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us right now. He's been doing it all day long. He's been doing it all our life. Because his hand has been on every human being that ever existed, whether they are saved or not saved. Last night we was talking about endurance. And we was in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and we started with verse 1. Well, we're going back to the same chapter, but we're going to start with verse 5. Glory to God. We was talking about, and as Paul was speaking to Timothy and encouraging him, see, that's what we need to do today. We need to encourage one another. It doesn't matter how much you're doing. It all that matters is that if you are doing it right according to the Spirit of God. He told Timothy, he said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And God has raised us up to do just that. We don't need no help but his help. Glory to God. We don't have to go someplace else to get the power that we need to live in this life. All we got to do is call on Jesus Christ and endure the hardships as a good soldier, and Christ will be there, because we are now abiding in him and he's abiding in us. So therefore, we can ask anything in his name. Be why? Because we have the authority of the Father through Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 5 says, and if a man also strive for magistrates, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. If, hypothetical but possible, according to condition, amen, anyone.
Right, yeah. Amen. Well, come on.
If he strive for magistrates, or if he engage in competition or conflict in connection with the gospel, which is the source of the community, the body of believers, that is, and of the opposite of it, then he's worthy of his striving. He's worthy because he is striving toward the master, the magistries, and you can use this as the same as an athlete. An athlete won't run in his race unless he's prepared.
That's right.
Because he don't want to be a fool, flop, and a failure. So he prepared himself to run in that race. And let me tell you something about him. He prepared himself to win. Ain't no sense of you getting into anything if you don't have it in your mind that you're going to win.
Amen.
And when you're in Christ Jesus, guess what? You're going to win.
Amen.
I don't care how sick you are. I don't care how many conflicts you come in contact with. I don't care how many afflictions up on your body and up on your family. But if you're in the race with Jesus, you're going to win.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if a man strive for magistrate in connection with this gospel, it's the source that we live by. Those who fight together are companions in this suffering, in this gospel. We're in this thing together. I might not be going through what you're going through, but I still got some affliction. Because the scripture said many of the afflictions of the righteous. That means that I got some just like you got. But thanks be unto God who caused us to triumph always in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, yet is he not crowned, or is he not rewarded? See, we're not in this thing for nothing. It's a reward for us. I'm talking about daily rewards.
That's right.
Glory to God. It's a reward for us when we walk uprightly before God.
That's right.
It's a reward. We ain't doing this for nothing.
Amen.
glory to God. We got the life of God, and that's the beginning of our reward, to go and get our final reward when we reign with him in heaven.
Amen.
Crown, the reward of victory. Well done is the reward. It's well deserved. We go through this thing sick. I got up to come to the service tonight, and all day long I've been all right in my back, but all of a sudden on that hip side I got a little crook there. I said, no, you a lie. Hallelujah. Because I got the victory. I got a reward. I may drag in, but I got a reward. I'm going to get my reward. Because God said, I done already won. Glory to God. So I'm going to get it. So that I can tell somebody else about this man called Jesus. Who came among us and dwelt among us in the flesh. And he conquered all of the sin and all of the degradation. And he canceled all of the... He overcame all of the afflictions and the sickness and the disease. He went through it all before us just for you and I. And then he said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom, or to what I done went through and what I done obtained, I'm giving it back to you. He told God, he said in his prayer, when he was praying for us the last time in John 17 chapter, he said, Father, you gave them unto me and I didn't lose not one. He said, I'm giving them back to you. Why? Because they're running the race to win. And those that are in Christ Jesus already know that they won. Why? Because they heard the good news that when he laid down, he got up again. And when they went to check it out, glory to God, he was not in the tomb any longer, but he was seen among men.
Yeah.
Ah, that glory. Why? Because he strived to win, glory to God, for you and I. He came to do the will of the Father so that he can raise us up.
Right.
Don't you know when he raised up, he raised us up.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I was yet dead in my sin, but alive in Christ. Glory to God. And one day he knocked on my door. Many times he knocked on it, but this time I heard the knock. And I opened the door and he came in and sat with me a while and told me there's a better way. Glory to God. And then he showed me the scripture. He said, I am that way. I am the door. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the resurrection. I am the bread of life. If you partake of me, you can have this life. And have it more abundantly. Come on and give it some praise.
Amen.
Crowned. He said, except he not be crowned, except if not he do it lawfully, if he's agreeable to the rules of this list, this book, long as you're agreeable to this gospel. You know what Paul called it? Paul told Timothy, and then Timothy began to preach this thing like he ought to, glory to God, like another man, like a man from another world, glory to God, but yet he was in this world. But from another world he heard, glory to God, and he spoke in this world, glory to God, like,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You got to be agreeable with everything that's in here. The gospel. The volume of this gospel. It's got great volume for you and I. Great volume. So that means that nothing that we have need of cannot be met or taken care of. Because it's already been done. Hallelujah. I like that. Because it's already been done. So our struggle is to keep on striving against that other nature, to keep on going forward and to keep on lifting up his name, to keep on praying, to keep on exalting his name, to keep on calling his name, keep on living his name, keep on walking in his path of righteousness, keep in keeping his strength, keeping his power, keeping his might, glory to God. And you're going to look up one day, and soon you're going to be home to glorify him forever and ever and ever. Come on and give him some praise. People want God, but they don't want to strive. Hallelujah. They use his name. Glory to God. People, they don't want, in the first place, they didn't want to hear about God. So they think they're going to go around another way and use his name. And when you hear them use his name, you suspect that they're all right. Glory to God. But the Bible said that your spirit bear witness with that spirit. Glory to God. And if that's a lying spirit, which it is, then your spirit bear don't bear the witness of the truth. Glory to God. But it bears a lie. And let you know they are not striving.
Right.
Glory to God. They're just make-believe, pretending.
Yes.
Trying to blend in. Trying to do this thing another way. But there's only way, one way, and that's Jesus.
Yes.
You can't do it no other way. There's only one word, and that's this word.
Yes.
There's only one life, and it's this life.
Yes.
Only one salvation, that's this salvation. Only one Jesus and one God the Father and one God the Holy Ghost right here, glory to God. There's none else, glory to God. God said, I have no other God before me. So if you lie, that's your God.
All right, come on now.
Amen.
The believer is to have it in his heart and to fulfill the requirements. That's what we're doing now. We got to fulfill the requirements, what God says. That's why you got to eat every day. Glory to God. See, you could eat this. It's better than pork. You could eat this. It'll fulfill you more than chicken. If you eat this, it's better than fish. Because if you eat this, this is what created the fish and the chicken and the pork and the beast. This is the one. He's the creator of all things. The scripture said there was nothing created unless it was created by him. Man walking around creating his own stuff. And that creation is a lie. Saying they love Jesus and they come to church. Sitting across from Sister So-and-so, and they see her come in. She might not look healthy, but she's in church.
Right.
And they'll say to themselves, she shouldn't even be here.
Come on now.
She ain't even dressed properly. Why is she here? What you need to do is to repent.
That's right.
For changing her name. Because her name is Dorothy. But you reason in yourself. You said she and her and woman. But I'm here to tell you, God said they have their subtitles. But her name is Dorothy. Hallelujah. But you talked about her and changed her name. God said, don't come before me or come to my altar. He said, you go back and make it right, and that's through repentance. And then you come again. Man has been changing it ever since. Adam changed Eve, glory to God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God put them, he made them man and woman, yeah. Glory to God, male and female made he, and he called them Adam.
That's right.
But the man changed it to Eve.
Right.
And ever since then, man has been changing her name. She's no longer Dorothy, but she's become a B. Or a W.
Come on,
man. But you better watch how you talk, glory to God. Because God don't already know your mouth and your tongue before you even start using it, glory to God. He knew you before you was born. He knew your earthly name. He knew how you was going to act. He knew your attitude that you was going to be going through. He knew the context that he's going to have to get you out and straighten up, glory to God. He knew your action, glory to God. When you do them and manifest them, he's going to tell you that that's not the right way, that you need need to go back to the altar and make it the right way, glory, and come again walking uprightly in my name and in my peace and joy so that others can come into this community just like you are. This is a one community, but it's for all, glory to God, because the door is always open in this community. That is the body of Christ. Come on and give me some praise. Fulfill the requirements, walking not after the flesh but after the spirit. Hallelujah. And he goes on, he said, the husbandman. I like this word, the husbandman, because in John 15 chapter, in the first verse, it called, Jesus said, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. The translation over there is vine dresser. Glory to God. Jesus said, if you partake of me, glory to God, I'm the vine dresser. And my Father's going to dress it up. He done dressed me up, and now I'm the vine. Now, if you cling on, you have the branches, glory to God. And every branch in me, God said, I'm going to purge it. So that he can come forth clean. So that he can have the knowledge of my Father that's through me. So that he can have the requirements. So that he can learn about me. That's the husband. The husband is a tiller of the ground. I'm a tiller of this ground that God formed and created and put his breath in. I'm a tiller. It's up to me to cultivate it. It's up to me to groom it. How do you groom it? With this word. Glory to God. You got to get in this word for yourself. The scripture says you need no man to teach you this thing to save the Holy Ghost. But you got to get in here. And when you hear somebody else teaching, glory to God, it's the Holy Ghost teaching through him. And they're giving you, thus said the Lord. And you can receive it. And that's the life that's in them. And the life that's in you. When you partake of this life, glory to God, then you can live abundantly among men. Come on and give him some praise. He said the husband that labored must first what? Must first partake of the fruits. You can't tell me how to live for God if you're not living for him. You know, people, if you do something wrong in somebody's eyes and they know you're a child of the Most High, then they'll start telling you, you ain't God's man. You ain't God's woman. Why? Because they are judging you and basing up on some fraction, glory to God, a mistake that you made. But Jesus said that he's the advocate between us and the Father. And all we got to do is go to him and ask for forgiveness. And he said he's quick and just to forgive us of our sins and of our mistakes. So you can't tell me how to live if you don't know how to live. Hallelujah. You can't tell me how to act if you don't know how to act. Glory to God. You can't tell me about my conduct if yours is out of order. You can't tell me about my ways when your ways are not right. Glory to God. You got to find out, just like I find out who you are, glory to God. But you got to have a source, glory to God. The power, the one that created you, glory to God. He reigns up on the just as well as the unjust, glory to God. So you can't tell me nothing about God if you don't know him for yourself. The husbandman, the tiller of the ground, got to be first partakers of it. Amen. He got to partake of it. In other words, he got to live it. Right. He got to live it. Yes. Glory to God. People don't like you because you're living before God. Yeah. They'll say you are softy. Right. You know, a cream puff. You want to find a cream puff, then go to the store. They sell them all day long. You want to find a child of God? Watch their lifestyle, how they live. Glory to God. Because it's manifested, his life manifests through us. And everybody will see it and they'll know it. But because they don't want to know the truth or hear the truth, they'll call you out of your name.
Yeah.
And say you're not a child of God.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. So you got to be first partaker of it. You got to live this thing.
That's right.
Can't nobody live this lifestyle but you.
Right.
Can't nobody make the preparations but you. That's what the husband does. He's the tiller of the ground. He's got to make preparation. He's got to live it. He's got to teach it. He's got to preach it. He's got to exalt it.
Yeah.
Let me say this about preaching, glory to God. You ain't got to always be flapping your gums and flapping your lips and your mouth. It's all in the living. Glory to God. It's all in the mind and the thoughts. Long as your thoughts is right, then your living will be manifested right. Glory to God. And you don't have to have a title. Glory to God. The only title we got, and that's the greatest title that ever was, and that's Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High God. And if he's a son, then we are son, because the Bible said we are conformed to his image. Glory to God. And God the Father preordained it, and he who knew it, glory to God, and foreordained and predestinated that we be sons along with Jesus. Glory to God. So I don't care what you're going through, you're a son. I don't care what you got on your mind, you're still a son. I don't care how many mistakes you make, you're still a son. Glory to God. All you got to do is lift up his name and glorify his name, because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on and give it to him. He said, first be perfect. He said, consider what I say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. God give us understanding in all things. You know, when I got saved, they used to tell me some stuff, you know, older Christians. I don't mean in age. They were younger than me in age, but they was older Christians because they've been saved a while. And when I found out, glory to God, I said to myself, God, they've been saved too long. Hallelujah. They think they're seasoned, glory to God, but they're using the wrong season.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God. He said you get the understanding right here.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
glory to God. You don't arrive in this thing because you're saved.
Right.
You got to walk. Glory to God. You got some striving to do.
Yeah.
You got a race to run. Yeah. Glory to God. This is a lifetime. Yeah. You got to run it all your life. Glory to God. Up on this earth so you can get home to be with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on and give him some praise.
Amen.
Now, when I got saved, I was telling everybody about Jesus Christ. Man, I got saved in that building over there, sitting on the front row in a 3-day fast. Didn't know nothing about no Pastor Howard had us to fast for 3 days. I didn't know nothing about no fast. I was just ready. In other words, when you're ready, you don't care about the trouble.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I didn't care about my belly. I would care about my soul and my heart because I knew it was time. Glory to God. So I got saved on the front row. And the same night I got baptized. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And I began to tell everybody. I mean, glory to God. My mouth was going. I was tuning Dimebag then. I went all in that plant, man. Tell me. At break time, boy, I had me a Bible. I'd open that Bible up. I said, God, give me a remedy. How to fight the enemy. I didn't know. You know, in the fullness, you know, I didn't have no experience. But them experienced Christians around me, they knew how to do it. And at their lunch, people, they sit there and eat. But I was eating too. Because I had my Bible open. Glory to God. And it kept the enemy scattered. And they didn't come around me telling them nasty jokes. Because they couldn't stand this word, glory to God. They couldn't stand the light, glory to God. They was afraid of this word, that if they tell a lie or they tell a joke, that something might happen to them. And guess what? Something did happen to them. He said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So every lunchtime, I had peace. Glory to God. Every break, I had some peace. Glory to God. And God said, okay, now you don't had enough peace and you don't had enough break. He said, I'm going to send you out in the shop. Already in the shop. You'll send me out in the shop. He said, I'm going to send you out in the shop. And he put me in the room where the machines are. You had the mill stuff and grind stuff. And he put me on that Philadelphia, man. That's one of them delicate machines, precision making stuff, you know. Put me on that with a guy, and his name was Eddie. And Eddie was from across the water, you know. You know, when they went to school over there for tool and die, they went to school. And they was learned, glory to God, well learned. And I come over here, glory to God, hallelujah. I went through my little 4 years and by the grace of God, and God helped me, glory to God, because they thought I was going to fail. I was 40 at the time. They said, well, he ain't going to make it. He's been out of high school 20 years. But it don't make no difference when you know God. Amen. Hallelujah. I had took that test 2 times. And they said, you didn't pass. But you're on the list. I said, well, am I on the list? They would tell you where you are on the list. So I took it a third time. I didn't put down tool and die. I put down, Lord. They said, don't put it down because we got it close. So I put down electrician, pipe fitter, and something else I put down. And so a year later or two, they called me down to the office and said, what are they calling me down here for now? I ain't done nothing. You know, I'm never fool with nobody to do nothing. They called me down there into the office in there, and it wasn't labor relations. It was in a different office. It was in there with the skilled trade people.
Amen.
And they told me, say, you passed the test. And but we don't have no openings for what you put in for. But we do have an opening for tool and die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I couldn't hardly stay in the room. And I got out, I went out in the back, man, out in the back. I just started praising God. Started giving him all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Because that was my first choice in the beginning. And that's what I got, glory to God. And after a while, this old man that I didn't know quite nothing about, glory to God, began to speak. You ain't gonna make it. You've been out of school 20 years. High school. All you had in there was some algebra and all that stuff. And they're gonna do this trigonometry and geometry stuff you ain't never heard about. Descriptive geometry and all that stuff. You ain't gonna make it. So then the other person spoke and said, who blessed you? Hallelujah. And I went back to what I was doing in the beginning, praise and worship. Glory to God. And the old man kept talking, and the other man kept talking, glory to God. And I'm going to preach a little bit more. And I entered into school for 4 years. And sure enough, they had all of that descriptive geometry I never even heard of. But guess what? God will prepare you to get through. When I was in, before I got to high school, I was in intermediate school, they call it in those days. And in intermediate school, I took algebra 1, 2, 3, and advanced algebra.
All right.
And algebra prepares you for geometry and trigonometry and descriptive geometry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you didn't have no algebra, you ain't going to make it in geometry.
That's right.
So God had already manifested himself. Oh man, was I more happy than I ever been. Glory to God. And I went in there and we went through that school in flying colors. And God did such a good job. He put me in the midst of people that knew what they was doing. Eddie was one of them. And another guy was a master Christian, glory to God. And he put me in his presence. And the guy said, let me tell you something. Don't worry about anything. You just come to my house and I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know. And then some other guys that I had befriended when I was in the body shop, they came along and said, well, leave him here. Drop him off right here. We got his back, glory to God. We're going to teach him everything that he needs to know.
Amen.
See, God take care of you.
Yes, he will.
And I studied and I learned and I listened. And I got so good, it was five of us in there, four other men and a lady. And they just knew she was going to fail. They knew she was going to fail, you know. Matter of fact, they hadn't already designated all of us going to fail. And so God raised up a remnant. Glory to God. I got so good, and I started teaching them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They started coming to my house. Glory to God. And I started teaching them and they started passing. Glory to God. And the enemy looked befounded. He said, oh, what's going on? Glory to God. And before he knew it, it was graduation time. And all six of us were standing there. Glory to God. Because we had graduated with flying colors. I'm here to tell you, you keep on striving in Jesus. He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of your enemy. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. He's going to open the doors that you need open. Glory to God. All you got to do is believe and have faith in him, and he will see you through. Come on and give him some praise.
Amen.
Glory to God. I worked with Eddie when I was in there learning on the machine, man. I think he got a little impatient with me one night, and he said, what's wrong with you? You can't learn this? Oh, I wanted to go off then and see the old man come back. So God said, bite your lip. And I said, then God said, God give you wisdom how to go through this. He gave me some wisdom. He said, tell Eddie that you're going to do this thing one more time. And I went up and I said, Eddie, if you show me one more time how to do this, I guarantee you that I'll never make another mistake. Now that's bold. See, you can be bold in Christ Jesus. And I didn't make another mistake. And I ran that machine. He could go off and take a break and whatever he want to do. Glory to God. And because I befriended him and he asked about this Bible and I told him what I knew. Glory to God. And he went home one night and his wife passed. And he was sad. Glory to God. And the only thing he had left was his cat. Glory to God. And then after a while his cat died and he was real sad. And he came back and he sat down and talked with me. And he said, Fletcher, tell me more about this. Glory to God. He said, why do you read this Bible all the time? I said, Eddie, there's life in here. There's comfort in here. There's joy in here. There's peace in here. Glory to God. And you will read it, you will have peace. And you won't worry about your wife that's gone because she's in a far better place. And you need to read this so you can have peace. And sooner or later, when your turn comes, you'll be there with her. Come on and give God some praise. Come in, you know, I'm big time now. I graduated, got my own desk, and the performer coming through a bunch of prints up on my desk, and I had to make this part of the body, you know, and sort out the prints and find out what I need to go to the machine shop. I have to cut it up. I don't have to do that no more. I just go over there and just let, I want this cut up. I enjoyed that. He said, how you want to cut it? I said, when you get through cutting, I want you to take that grinding wheel and I want you to get that flag off it. I don't know. I want it smooth when I come and get it. And I kept meaning to go back to visit Eddie. And it was 2 days later and I went back to visit him and he had passed. But thank God I got a chance to witness to him before he passed. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Yes. Remember that. Yes. He said, remember that. The word that is omitted in the scripture. It said, in other words, read like this. Remember Jesus Christ, of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Look at him. He called it his gospel.
Yeah, right, right.
Hallelujah. This is our gospel.
Right. Amen.
This is our gospel.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's our gospel. We're not preaching the same thoughts, but we're preaching the same word.
Yeah.
We're minding the same thing, the same principles.
Yeah.
And we're looking unto the author and the finisher.
Yeah.
So this is our gospel. And what makes it our gospel? Because that community thing I was talking about, we're one body, one mind.
Yes, right.
So this is our gospel. So we can proclaim this thing, glory to God. We're not bound.
Yeah.
Paul tells you the word is not bound. We're not bound. We are free to proclaim this thing. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell it on the mountaintop, glory to God, that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. He was and is to come. He's the lily of the valley that brightened the morning star, glory to God. It might not be in those words, glory to God. I might not be able to say them sometime, but as long as you live in glory to God, the light going to shine from you and men is going to see your works, glory to God, that's in the Father. I want to give him some praise. He said, according to my gospel. In other words, you got to live according to this. Can't call it your gospel if you ain't living it. You ain't living according to it. It ain't your gospel. You got your own gospel. It ain't in this book. Pastor Keith laughed, but verse 9 said, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bond. He said, I suffered trouble. I endured hardships and afflictions. And the reason the trouble that he's talking about as an evildoer, I think it's a scripture over in John, the 18th chapter. Over there, 35 or 33 or something like that. When they brought Jesus before Pilate, and Pilate didn't find anything wrong in the beginning, they kept going from court to court, or judgment hall to judgment hall, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him. And the ones that brought Jesus before him told Pilate, he said that we wouldn't have brought him if he was not a malefactor. The word malefactor over there, evildoer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We wouldn't have brought you before him if he was not an evildoer. He's an evildoer because he was open to blind eyes. He was an evildoer because he cast out demons. And he was really an evildoer when he told them about themselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus put it another way over there in John. He said, all that ever came before me was thieves and robbers. Before we got saved, we was thieves and robbers. But we came before Jesus when he called, and he changed all of that. Glory to God. Thank God I'm not a robber any longer. A thief will steal from you while you ain't looking. But there's a more cunning thief than that. He'll steal from you in words and in doctrine. Hallelujah. A robber just straight out kill you. But the old Adam man is both a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. He's out to steal and to kill. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life. Oh, and have it more abundantly. That's why you can call this your gospel. Because you can preach it anytime. Glory to God. When you lay down at night and sleep in your bed, God watches over you. And he ministers to you in your spirit while you're sleeping. This gospel, glory to God. And you are preaching while you're sleeping, glory to God, because you can wake up refreshed in the morning, and it won't take long for you to get started. Why? Because you got that life in you that you laid down with, and it's still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. That's right.
Paul later on told Timothy, he said, preach this word. Be instant in season and out of season. In other words, don't care what you're going through, you're enduring the hardship, preach it.
Amen.
If the affliction is up on you, preach it.
Amen.
If God don't heal your body, preach it. Because the doctor sure came. Preach this word. No matter what you're going through, this is truth. Paul, he said, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer unto bonds. In other words, he was in prison. Now, he couldn't go nowhere. He was in prison. He might have had a courtyard or something he could walk out to and all that. You know, prisons got courtyards, or they allow you to go so far. And they ain't worried about you escaping, because all they're going to do is come and pick you up again, and it's going to be worse than the first time. So he was in prison preaching and teaching this word.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes, how did they ever get out being in prison? You know, them guards ain't good. They evil and mean. And you know that the warden, he ain't gonna let nothing go past him. So how did this word get out? It was in Paul's living while he was in that prison. They saw it, glory to God. It don't make no difference where you are. And he goes on to say, but the word of God is not bound. So can't nobody hold you down. Can't nobody keep this word from you. If God has raised you up to go tell it on the mountain, he's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, this word is not bound. Because we know who the author and the finisher is. Closing with this. He said, therefore, I endure all things. Now, he done told you what he's going through. He said, and he's telling you who he believed in, who he put his trust in. He saw, and he's telling this to Timothy. I'm in bounds.
Yeah.
And he's telling this to Timothy. And it's getting back to Timothy. See, when you're in prison, you can let a letter go out. But they read the letters. You know, they always check that stuff before it goes out to see if any of the stuff that's in there that got you into prison. Huh? So they check it out. And they say, Paul's still writing all this junk and all that stuff, what got him in the prison. He's in prison. They ain't going to do nothing. Send the letter on out. Send it out.
Yeah.
And the letter built churches.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Saved people.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Raised up preachers, Timothy and Peter, glory to God. Raised them up and set their feet of dancing, glory to God. And Paul was stationary, but the gospel, glory to God, is not stationary. It's not bound. It began to spread all over the world, glory to God. The Ephesians got a hold of it. The Galatians got a hold of it. Thessalonians got a hold of it, glory to God. The Hebrews got a hold of this word that Paul wrote, glory to God, while he was in bound. That's why the scripture said this word of God is not bound. Come on and give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
This gospel. He said, I am doing all things for the elect's sake.
Yeah.
Who is the elect? The one who God chosen. We are the elect. God chose us to carry this gospel.
That's right.
He chose us and he raised us up. Roused us from sleep. We were dead. He roused us up. This gospel. This gospel, which is a good message, a good news. Everybody call it good news.
Yeah.
The spoken word, equated with its content, its effective, in power. Let me tell you something about good news. Bad news brings sorrow, but good news causes joy. God gave us an example over there in 2 Samuel 4 and 10. The good news caused joy. Bad news caused sorrow, for the word carries power and effects what it proclaims. This word carries power as we proclaim it. So the bearer of bad news is guilty of the misfortune which he announces. Now here go the example. That 2 Samuel 4 and 10. See, because this kind of a bearer of the bad news, he is punished for his message. And sometimes he's even put to death. In 2 Samuel 4 and 10, someone, the Bible says, brings David news of the death of Saul.
Yeah.
Sadness. He thinks he's bringing good news, but David has him put to death. In those days, you didn't talk about no king.
Yeah, yeah.
He might have been bad in certain areas, glory to God, but he was still a king and respected as a king.
Amen.
That was the law in those days. So David had him put to death, and this was the reward for the good news he thought he told. The messenger is the bearer of good fortune or misfortune which he narrates. The bearer of good fortune is rewarded for his message, for he is the cause of joy. Through his declaration, good fortune is contained in good news and therefore deserves a reward.
Yeah.
So you better watch how you carry yourself and what you say.
Yeah.
And how you say it to somebody else, because that is a reward. You might not be put to death like David had that guy put to death. But the Bible says, glory to God, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. So you got a reward coming.
Come on, amen.
But if you walk uprightly before God, and I'm closing with it, if you walk uprightly before God, then our final reward is going to be the glory, the fullness thereof, when we stand, when we gather around him and begin to praise him and lift him up, we're going to be in the fullness of the glory. We got glory all around us now and all on us, glory to God, that's carrying us through to the fullness thereof. And when we get there, glory to God, won't be no more sickness, won't be no more affliction, won't be no more misfortune, won't be no more pain, won't be no more aggravation, won't be no more lying, won't be no more, hey, old man, glory to God. It's going to be the new man in full bloom. Come on and give him some praise.
Amen. Amen.
So watch what you say.
Come on.
See, people don't know that. That's a dangerous situation. You got to watch what you say. You think it's good? Well, go think what you want to. But remember this, you got a reward coming. You think it's bad? Well, that's all right too. You got a reward coming. You can't get out of this world without reward. You got to do something to get something. So Jesus, God put it right. He said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So he said, whatever you do, you got a reward. You do my elect's harm and danger, you got a reward. See, he don't have to get off the throne, come down here no more. He did that once, and that was enough. He don't have to open up heaven, glory to God, and reach down with a long arm. I know it read over there in Isaiah. God said, my arm is not too short that it cannot save, neither is my ear inclined that I cannot hear. He hears all right. But his word is governs our life now. So the mess we get in when we turn to this gospel, it'll get you out and set you free. God ain't going to add nothing to this word or take nothing from it. He done already said it. It's a spoken word and a written word. And if you be partakers of it, it'll become a raven word.
Amen.
that life that's in you that come all the way from God down to the Lord's bedroom. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand.